Tuesday the 23rd of December, Base Hanukkah, Rabbi David Salzbacher, lighting the menorah in shul.
Good morning, Selach Hanukkah to everyone. The minhag in all of Klal Yisrael, Ashkenazim and Sfardim, is to light menorah in shul. There are many, many different shailas which arise about the lighting. Do we light it in the morning? Do you light it in a place where there isn't a minyan, hasn't arrived yet? Many, many shailas. I'd like to concentrate on the tam haminig, the reason for the minig, and then ask a couple of important questions that explain the whole idea of making a brocha on a minig. But first we'll start talking about the etzem minig of lighting the menorah. In the Gemara it's not mentioned. There's no mention of lighting the menorah in shul. The Gemara only talks about lighting the menorah at the entrance of our home and at the time of sakana, to light it in the house on the table. No mention at all of lighting it in the shul. Nevertheless, the Rishonim, the early Rishonim, all talk about the minhag of lighting it in the shul, and they give different reasons for this. We're going to concentrate just on the reasons given by the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes three reasons. We'll just look at those three reasons given by the Beis Yosef and analyze them a bit. The first reason he gives is that originally there were poor people who didn't even have a home to light in, and they would live in shul. They would eat, they would sleep. That was their living place. So for them, they would light the menorah because that was their place of living. Very similar to the Beis Yosef. Like some people still today have the minhag of making kiddush in shul for the same reason. They used to be orchim who didn't have a place, didn't have their home, didn't have their Suddhas to go to, so the shul was their home. They had the Suddha there, so they would make kiddush for them. What the Beis Yosef seems to be saying is, this is in the name of the Kolboy, that just like kiddush in shul, even though nowadays we no longer have that reason, because no one has a place that they sleep and eat in shul, nevertheless the minhag has continued in many places to have kiddush still in shul. For the same reason, the menorah. Even though nowadays everyone, Baruch Hashem, has a place to go to, and even if they don't have their own homes, nobody lives in the shul, so there's no real reason to have the menorah in the shul. Nevertheless, the minhag has continued. However, there's a big difficulty with this. The Beis Yosef himself paskens in Siman Reish Samach Tes, and he paskens like this in Shulchan Aruch as well, that this minhag of nowadays making kiddush in shul, we don't do anymore, according to the Beis Yosef. Why? Because nowadays we don't have Orchim anymore in the shul. So therefore there's no reason to have that kiddush. In fact, it could even be a brachal of Atzalah. So how could the Beis Yosef bring this as a reason for lighting the menorah in the shul nowadays, if he himself says that nowadays we don't have that tzvar anymore, we don't have that idea of Orchim in shul? It could be, for this reason himself, the Beis Yosef has to quote a second pshat, also from the Kolboy. And the second pshat is, we light the menorah in shul simply to mefarsem, to publicize the miracle in public, b'snei kol ha'om, as to say the brachas. There's a tremendous pirsum, a tremendous publicity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a kiddush Hashem that they make the brachas in public. These are two reasons given by the Kolboy, and the Beis Yosef quotes them both. So this is an independent reason, simply because there's a kiddush Hashem, when you make a public lighting and say the brachas, it's a kiddush Hashem barabim. L'chora, this reason is also very difficult to understand. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light it at home. The Gemara doesn't make any mention that you need to make more of a public pirsum in nisa to do it in the shul. So why does the Kolboy, the Beis Yosef quotes him, have to add this extra reason? I found the Chacham Tzvi asks this question. But Beichik, you could say, that's why the Beis Yosef needs two reasons. Originally, the Takona was for the sake of visitors. They made it for the sake of visitors. However, they wanted to continue the minhag, which they started in the shul, for the sake of visitors, even though nowadays we no longer have that takana, Chazal didn't want to break the minhag. However, they couldn't continue that minhag stam if there's no visitors, so they added this extra svara That there's a svara, there's a kiddush Hashem barabim when you light in public, everybody comes together to hear the brachas. However, this is also a big doichet, because at the end of the day, we don't find the same svara by kiddush. We still don't make the kiddush in shul, even though there's this extra svara of a public bracha. And in fact, the Chacham Tzvi says that kiddush at least is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara makes this din of making kiddush in shul for the sake of visitors. The question is, does it continue nowadays if we don't have visitors in shul? But at least the Gemara mentions it. When it comes to the lighting, the menorah is not even mentioned in the Gemara. So ask the Chacham Tzvi, how can the mechadish svaras from the Rishonim themselves, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, to light in shul? Sorry? Is a pesuminis enough? Chazal didn't. Pesuminis is to light at home. That's what Chazal said. Mayekha is in the shul as well.
Kiddush is not
an
excuse.
What?
Kiddush is not an excuse. Kiddush is
not a pesuminis. No, but the second svara of the Beis Yosef is, it's not the pesuminis, it's the general coming together of Kiddush Hashem when you make a bracha in public. Brachos with Makelis. It's the Kiddush Hashem. Not so much the Pesuminesa, it's the Pesuminesa in public. Okay. Now the third reason is the reason quoted by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rivosh. And the Rivosh writes, this is an early minhag to light in the shul, and the reason is because of Pesuminesa. Why? Because nowadays we're no longer able to fulfill the mitzvah properly of Ner Chanukah, because what's the mitzvah to light outside of Pesach Beisa in the Bachutz that everybody can see it? But nowadays we know we live amongst the Goyim, we can't light in the street. Therefore, we have to light indoors. If we light indoors, then we're lacking a major part of the mitzvah, we're lacking the Pirsumei Nisa. So for that reason, they say for the Pirsumei Nisa angle itself, light in the shul. However, again, we can ask the Kasha. The Gemara says that the mitzvah is to light it at the entrance of the home for the public. Ubashas asakona, and when is the time of danger? Where do you light, says the Gemara? Indoors with the curtains closed. The Gemara doesn't say that the time of sakona light it indoors and again in the shul. The Gemara doesn't make a mention of that. But doichik, you can say that the time of the Gemara, there was such a big danger that they were afraid to light even in the shul. So therefore they only lit at home. Nowadays it's not such a danger, we can't light on the street, we can light in the shul. But that's a big doichik to say such svaras. Now the Rishonim, who bring the reasons for lighting the menorah in the shul, none of them mention anything about making a bracha. They just talk about lighting the menorah in shul. Let's go through the three reasons to see what about the bracha. According to the first svara, which was the first svara which we quoted the Beis Yosef in the first reason of the Kolboy, because of the visitors. Now Avada, if they originally instituted because of the visitors, they made the bracha, it's poshut. And that minhag has continued with the bracha. According to the second svara, Adarabba, the whole mitzvah of doing it in shul is daska for the bracha. The bracha is the Kiddush Hashem. But according to the third reason is because we can't fulfill the proper Pesumei Nisa, so we light the menorah at home and fulfill our mitzvah, but to publicize it we have to do it in shul. Is it so possible that you're able to make a bracha on a minhag which is not part of the mitzvah? It's the side part of the Pesumei Nisa. In fact, the Rivosh, who says this svara, that we do it because we're not able to fulfill Pesumei Nisa properly, he asks this question. And he says, even though this is only a minhag, nevertheless, we're able to make a bracha, just like we make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. What does he mean by that? Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, and yet we still make a bracha on that Hallel, because we make a bracha even on minhagim. So enoch hanam, it's not the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it's just to fast in the Ner. Nevertheless, for such a minhag, you're able to make a bracha just like you make a bracha on Hallel or Rosh Chodesh. However, again, this reason is very, very difficult, because it's the Beis Yosef who is quoting the Rivosh. The Beis Yosef is the Baal Shulchan Aruch, And it's like a paskas in Shulchan Aruch, the madlikin or mevorchim of Beis HaKnesses. You make a bracha in the shul. Here comes a very shver kasha. The Beis Yosef follows the opinion of the Rambam, which is Adas HaSfarad, that the Taka does make a bracha on Halil or Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minug. The Rambam says, Halil and other minhogim, you don't make a bracha. If so, the kasha is very strong, and the Chacham Tzvi asks this kasha. How can the Beis Yosef and in Shulchan Aruch Paskin that you make a bracha when you light the menorah in shul, if the whole reason for lighting the menorah in shul is only a minute in order to fulfill the Pesumei Nisa? On a minute, the Shulchan Aruch himself passes, you don't make a bracha, just like you don't make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, according to the Mechaber Beis Yosef. The Chacham Tzvi says that B'doichet, perhaps you can answer that, a bit like we were saying before, that the Beis Yosef is relying on the other svara he gave before. That the main reason how we're able to make a bracha in shul is that the bracha made in public is a kiddush shmei barabim, and for that reason you were able to make a bracha. But he says himself, I find that very difficult. If the emes is only a minute, and we don't make a bracha on a minute, just because of that other svara, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, to be able to make a bracha, I have great difficulty. And the Chacham Tzvi leaves it as a kasha. He cannot understand how the Shulchan Aruch can paskin you make a bracha on the lighting of the menorah in the shul, when it's clearly, and the Rivosh says, the reason why you're allowed to is because we hold you're allowed to make a bracha on a minute, when the Shulchan Aruch himself holds you don't make a bracha on a minute. In order to answer this kasha, I've seen quite a few terutzim. I'll mention a couple of brief, and then we'll mark them on one of the turrets. The emes, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you don't make a bracha on minhogim, just as the paskins mefurush in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. However, Neres Chanukah, it's vital that you do make a bracha. Nowadays we sit with electric lights. It's hard for us to imagine. In the olden times, they had candles everywhere. You came to shul at night, they lit candles. So tonight they also light candles. What makes that candle into a Chanukah candle? It's the bracha that does it. So it's not a bracha on a minug. It's the bracha to create the Ner Chanukah. And therefore you need to make that bracha. Perhaps the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, perhaps we may do it that way. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Umadlikim Umevorchim Bebeis HaKnesses Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. That doesn't Shulchan Aruch mean Madlikim Mishum Pirsumei Nisa? Or is he saying Madlikim Umevorchim Mishum Pirsumei Nisa? The bracha is in order to mefasten the nes. In other words, really, the Shulchan Aruch said, I can't make a bracha, it's only a minute. But because of Pirsumei Nisa, to show that this is a Chanukah candle, therefore I'm allowed to make a bracha. Rav Vosner Shlita, in his Sefer Shevet HaLevi, he gives another answer. And he says as follows. The main mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the tachlis of the mitzvah, is Pirsumei Nisa. That's why Chazal instituted the whole mitzvah of lighting candles, in order to move fast from the nest. Chazal say, the way how you mechuyev to mefas in the nest is to light in your house. That's the chiyuv. But any further pirsum hanes is not a new thing, it's just developing the same mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The chiyuv is to light it at home. If you want to extend it and light it in a shul, that's not a new takona, it's an extension of the original takona. And therefore you'll have to make a bracha on that as well. Because there's not a new minute. You're not making a bracha on a minute. You're making a bracha on Ner Chanukah. You're just extending it because of Pirsumei Nisa. That's how he explains it. The Vilna Gaon also is bothered by this question in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, and he brings a raya that you are able to make a bracha even according to the Mechaber, even according to the Beis Yosef, even on San Minhogim. What's the raya? From Hallel in Shul on Seder night. Hallel in Shul and say the night. Many people have the minute to say that Hallel with a Brocha, even though it's only a minute. So you see clearly that even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that some Minhagim you make a Brocha. It's unclear, however, Hagufa Kasha, why are you able to make a Brocha on the Hallel in Shul and say the night? It's only a minute. And the Shulchan Aruch holds you don't make a Brocha on a minute. So the Vilna Gaon has shown us just another example. What is the reason behind that example? So in order to explain all this, I want to go be'ikah to explain the sources of whether you make a bracha on a minute, when you do, when you don't, and that will explain why even the mechaber can hold you can make a bracha on lighting the menorah in a shul. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin of Hilchos Brachos, says as follows: Kol davar shehu minug, anything which is a minug, af al pi shehu minug neviim, even if it's a minug which goes all the way back to the neviim, kugoyin netilas arava b'shvii, the taking of the aravas and the shana rabba, which is a minug which dates all the way back to the neviim, but it's only a minug, passes the Rambam, ein mevorchin olav, you don't make a bracha on it. And he says, "Ve'ein tzorech loyman minig chachomim." And obviously, if you're not going to make a bracha on the minig from the neviim, how much more so you're not going to make a bracha when the minig is only from the chachomim? Kegoin halel derish chedesh. So the Rambam says clearly, minhogim, even from the time of the neviim, and obviously from the time of the chachomim, you don't make a bracha, and that's why you don't make a bracha according to the Rambam on halel on rish chedesh. What's the makor of the Rambam? It's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the minhag of chibut arava. The way how we do it, we bang the arava and the shana rabba. So the Gemara there discusses whether it's a minhag neviim, it's a minhag in the time of neviim, or it's a yisoy neviim, much stronger than a minhag. Says Rashi, what's the nafka minhag? It's a minhag neviim. Or Yisoyed Neviim, says Rashi, whether you're able to make a bracha on it. Because on a Yisoyed Neviim, that means it's a, they gave it a mitzvah, you can make a bracha. However, if it's only a minhag Neviim, you can't make a bracha. And the Gemara later on says, Rav brings an Amora who took the Arava and didn't make a bracha. Why? Because he held it's only a minhag Neviim. That is the Makor of the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on a minhag, which the Chayyid Mefurisha Gemara. Rashi explains why in fact don't you make a bracha on a minhag? Why not? To understand that, we'll mention the famous Gemara in Shabbos Taka, in the Sugya of Chanukah, which is the whole makor of making a bracha on any drabbanon, which was spoken about in Sunday's Shir that Rabbi wrote. The Gemara says, what bracha do you make on Chanukah? Those are the brachas. So ask the Gemara, v'heichom sivonu, how can you say Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu l'adin neshel Chanukah? Where have we been commanded? Answers the Gemara, because it says lo sosu. That means the Torah has given the rights for the Chachomim to tell us what to do. So where how the Rambam explains it, when we make a bracha Asher Kitshonu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to listen to the Chachomim who told us the Hadik Neshul Chanukah. That's how the Rambam explains it. However, says Rashi, that's only when the din is a din derabonon, a mitzvah derabonon. On a mitzvah derabonon, there's a din of lo soso, you can't deviate from it. But on a minhag, we don't apply the rule of lo soso, and therefore you can't make a bracha on a minhag. So the Ran asks a very strong kasha. How could you say you don't make a bracha on a minhag? Second day Yom Tov, we only keep because of a minhag. As the Gemara says, "Hizaru b'minhag avisechem b'yadechem." Second day Yom Tov is only a minhag. On the second day Yom Tov, for example, second night of Seder night, we make a bracha shekitshon mitzvah v'tzivanu al achilas matzah, even though it's only a minhag. So the Ran says, second day Yom Tov is not a minhag. It's a takana, and when the Gemara uses the expression of minhag, it means there's a takana to continue the way how our previous generations acted. But it doesn't mean it's a minhag. That is the opinion of the Ram. However, the Rambam, in three places, very clearly writes that keeping of the second day Yom Tov is only a minute. If it's only a minute, then our kasha comes back. If it's only a minute, there's no loy sosu. If there's no loy sosu, you can't make a brocha al achilas matzah. We brought earlier that there's a machlokes rishonim whether you can make a bracha on a minute. We've just seen the Rambam based on the Gemara of Kashmir that you can't make brachas on minhagim. Nevertheless, we know Bnei Ashkenaz do make a bracha on minhagim. We do make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh, and that is the famous Shittas Tosfos. What are they basing themselves on? The Tosfos brings the Gemara that Rav went to Bavel and it was on Rosh Chodesh and he saw them doing a strange minute. They started to say hello, and he wanted to stop them. But say hello for Rosh Chodesh, where did he get that from? But then he saw that they were leaving out some of the prokim. Ah, they must have, he said, ah, this is a minute which they have, so he let them do it. So asks Tosfos, why did you only realize halfway through hallel by the fact that they left out some of the prokim? Only then he realized that it was a minute. Why didn't he realize when they started but they didn't make a brocha? So Tosfos muchas from there that they did make a bracha. They made a bracha even though it's only a minute. So Shittas Tosfos is, and Bnei Ashkenaz follow that, we do make brachas on Minhagim. So we don't have a problem why we make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. We don't have a problem of making a bracha on the menorah in the shul. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, who's following the opinion of the Rambam, we've still got the kasha. The Rambam, it's clear that you can't say this chap what Tosfos just said. He holds you don't make a bracha on any minhag. So why taka does the Rambam, and obviously the Rambam also holds of this, that you make a bracha on the second Seder night on Achidas Matzah? So now I'd like to share with you how the Brisker Rav answers this kasha. We brought Shittas Rashi that the reason why you don't make a bracha on a minhag is because you can't say v'tzivonu. Only on a din d'rabbanon can you say v'tzivonu, but not on a minhag. Why not? Because there's no loy sosur on a minhag. So the Brisker Rav proves from many places in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that even on a minhag there's a loy sosur. If the Chachomim have a minhag, that's stam a minhag. But if the Chachomim give us a minhag, for us not to fulfill that minhag, we have transgressed the issa of loy sosur. If so, taka the kasha is very strong. If there's a din of loy sosur even on the minhag, why taka can't we make a brocha on minhagim? It's quite clear from the Rambam that the Rambam must have a completely different reason for not making a brocha on the minhag. It's got nothing to do with the word v'tzivonu. Because he already would be able to make a v'tzivonu even on a minute, because there's loy sosur. Says the Brisker Rav in one line, the whole Yesod. The Brisker Rav says that when it came to Hilchus Brochus, Chazal say you only make a brocha on a chetza, on an action which is a chetza de mitzvah. Where the action of what you're doing is only a minute, they never instituted brochas where there's a minute. What he means by that is, we don't look at the level of chiyuv. It could be that the level of chiyuv of a minhag and a mitzvah and a drabonim is all the same. You have to do what the Torah says, whether it's a deraita, whether it's a drabonim of loy sosur, whether it's a minhag, you have to do it. No question of the level of chiyuv. However, in Hilchos Brochos, Chazal only instituted a brocha on a chetza of a mitzvah, not whether actually what you're doing is a minhag. The Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, where the Rambam goes clearly in the halachas of when you say Hallel, says, listen carefully to the words of the Rambam. Avo Barish Chodesh, Kriyas HaHallel Minug, the Einoi Mitzvah. The reading of the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minug and not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to say Hallel, even if it's a minute. The pshat is that the chesed of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is not a chesed of a mitzvah. And since it's not a chesed of a mitzvah, finishes the Rambam, Ein mevorchen olav. You don't make a bracha on something which is the etzem only a minute. Not because of the vitzivanu, but because of what the action is. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, we understand very well how the Rambam can paskin that on Yom Tov Sheni, it is true, the eating of the matzah is only a minute. But that eating of matzah, the reason why you do it is a minute. But what you're doing is a cheft to the mitzvah. Achilas matzah, as chiyuv of minute, is a cheft of achilas matzah. And a cheft of a mitzvah, you make a brocha. However, the banging of the arava is only a cheft to the minute. That's not a mitzvah. Chazal only gave this banging of the arava the name of a minute. If it's only got a title of a minute, you don't make a brocha on it. However, what's unclear, what classifies something as a cheft to the mitzvah, which you would be able to make a brocha on, and what is classified as a cheft to the minute, where you can't make a brocha on? It seems to be as follows. If the action which we are doing now is found in a different place as a mitzvah, then even though you're doing it now as a minhag, the chefza is a mitzvah. Clearest, as we see, we mentioned, achilas matzah. Achilas matzah on the first night is a chefza the mitzvah. On the second night, we are told to do it as a minute, but what we are doing is the same as we did last night. This matzah is a chetza de mitzvah. Therefore, you're able to make a brocha. Whereas the banging of the arava is never found as a mitzvah. It doesn't exist such a mitzvah. Therefore, the whole institution of banging arava, its title is minug. Since its title is minug, you're mechuyev to do it as a loisosur. But you can't make a brocha. Chazal never instituted a brocha on a chetza de minug. Now let's come back to Halil on Rosh Chodesh according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Halil on Rosh Chodesh, the way how we say Halil is Halil bedilug. We say what we call half Halil. That half halil is never found as a mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara, when it talks about the yomim of halil, it only talks about the whole halil. Yomim should go in one of the halil, the whole halil. The Gemara doesn't mention, apart from that minhag, the Gemara never mentions a mitzvah of saying half halil. Therefore, the minhag of saying halil as half halil is only a chesed of the minhag. It's not a chet of the mitzvah done as a minhag, it's only a chet of a minhag. On a chet of a minhag, you don't make a brocha. Now we understand beautifully how the mechaber can paskin on one hand, you don't make a brocha on halil on Rosh Chodesh, because that's only a chet of a minhag. But when it comes to lighting the menorah in the shul, it's beautiful. Why, even the mechaber can paskin, hey, you make a bracha. Just like the Mechaber Paskins, you make a bracha al achilas matzah on the second night of Seder. Why? Because that's a chet to the mitzvah which you find somewhere else. The lighting of the menorah in the shul is not a new thing. According to all the pshatim we are learning, the lighting of the menorah in the shul is borrowed from the ikka lighting which we do at home, whichever reason we explain it. If so, true, it's only a minhag, but the chet of what we're doing is a chest of the mitzvah. And therefore it's possible to make a brach on it, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's possibly what the Vilna Gaon means when the Gaon points us to the Halel of Seder night in Shul. He said, look, you can make a brach on Halel, on the light of the menorah in the Shul, as you make a brach on Halel on Seder night. And we ask the question, but it's the same question, how can you? The answer is the halal which we say in shul on Seder is whole halal. That is the same chet to the mitzvah, even though it's only a minhag. Then the Shulchan Aruch can pass and you can make a bracha. Masha ein kein, as we'll be explaining, halal on Rosh Chodesh is a different type of halal. The whole chet of that halal